Every worldview explains what has gone wrong with human life and how that problem can be solved. Scientology often explains destructive or irrational behavior through concepts such as the reactive mind, engrams, aberration, and spiritual limitation. These ideas recognize that people sometimes struggle with reactions, fears, memories, and habits they do not fully understand. Christianity also recognizes the complexity of human brokenness. People experience illness, painful memories, emotional struggles, destructive habits, relational wounds, injustice, and spiritual deception. Not all suffering is the direct result of a person's individual sin, yet Christianity teaches that humanity's deepest problem is spiritual. The human heart turns away from the Creator and places its trust in created things. Romans 1 describes this as exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the creator. Sin is therefore more than wrong actions or faulty. It is the misdirection of the whole person. This affects every area of life, including our thoughts, relationships, work, and worship. Greater knowledge, ability, or spiritual techniques cannot remove guilt or reconcile us to God. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The Christian gospel announces that God came to rescue people who could not rescue themselves. John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." Jesus is not merely a great spiritual teacher. He is the eternal Son of God who entered his creation. He lived a sinless life, experienced human suffering, and remained completely faithful to the Father. Jesus did not come to offer a better spiritual technique. He came to accomplish salvation. Romans 5:8 declares, "But God commends his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." At the cross, Jesus bore the penalty for sin, satisfied God's justice, and made reconciliation with God possible. His resurrection demonstrates his victory over sin and death. Salvation is not earned through spiritual advancement. It is God's gift received through faith in Jesus Christ. God's grace also transforms believers. Through the Holy Spirit, Christians begin a lifelong process of growing in Christ-likeness and living under the lordship of Jesus. When speaking with a Scientologist, a Christian might ask, "What do you believe is the deepest cause of human evil, guilt, and death?" After listening carefully, another helpful question is, "May I explain why Christians believe humanity needs reconciliation with God rather than only greater spiritual ability?" The Christian message is not that we possess a better religious system. It is that God acted in history. Jesus became human, lived faithfully, died for sinners, rose bodily from the dead, and freely offers forgiveness and new life to all who trust in him. The central ministry principle is this: human brokenness is rooted in the heart's separation from God and cannot be overcome by knowledge, control, or spiritual advancement. Through Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection, God provides forgiveness, reconciliation, and new life by grace.